So the sugya number two that we're going to do on Tzadi Tesem Beis, two out of our eight sugyas that we need to touch on Daf Tzadi Tesem Beis, is Tosefa Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos is a requirement each and every week. It's not only a requirement in the summertime that we have to be Muslim Michal al Kodesh. We have to add on extra time from Friday and on Mitzvah Shabbos to Shabbos itself. Why does it come up in our Gemara? Because there's a Tosfos over here. Tosfos, I told you, it's in the packet also, in source number 30, but it's Dibra Maskel Ad Shetach Shach. The Mishnah said that a person cannot eat on Erev Pesach Samuch L'mincha until Ad Shetach Shach, right? Until it gets dark outside in Erev Pesach. Yet when it spoke about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, the Gemara quoted a brisa that says Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you're also not allowed to eat, at least according to one opinion in Tanaim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're also not allowed to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, but it didn't say Ad Shetach Shach. It just said, Min HaMincha L'mayla, you don't eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. So why is it Dafka by Erev Pesach, it says Ad Shetach Shach, that until it gets dark, and by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, it doesn't tell us until when. You understand, it's until Shabbos starts, and then once Shabbos starts, you're allowed to eat. So why does it have to... So over here also, it's until Yontif starts, and once Yontif starts, you're allowed to eat. What's the Chiddush of Ad Shetach Shach? So says Tosfos, Makshinon, Amai Itzrich Ad Shetach Shach, Pshita. Why does it have to say Ad Shetach Shach? It's Pashat that it's Ad Shetach Shach. Va'od, the Gemara Gabi Shabbos Yom Tov, Lo Katani Lei. And furthermore, when the Brisa talks about not doing Melach and not eating rather late in the day in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does not say Ad Shetach Shach. So the two Kashas. He says that maybe this din that you have to wait till it actually gets dark outside is only a din in matzah. That in order to be mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah, you cannot eat earlier than chashecha, than when it gets dark outside. Kintani b'tosefta, ha-pesach u-matzah u-marar, mitzvah sen mishetach shach. Carbon pesach, matzah, marar, the mitzvos halayla only begin once it gets dark. Because the pasuk says that you have to eat the carbon pesach balayla hazeh, so we see the din of eating carbon pesach as a din in laila, and we compare matzah and marar to carbon pesach. Aval the Shabbos yom tov matziach lumivod yom, but Shabbos yom tov, you don't have to wait till dark. What do you do in the summertime when you make early Shabbos? You go and you make early Shabbos, you come home, it's broad daylight outside, and you say Kiddush, and you have a Suda Shabbos. You don't wait at Shetach Shach. That's perfectly fine. You can be Yotzi as long as you made Shabbos. You made Shabbos, so then you can have a Suda Shabbos. How do I know that? Enough in the Gemara in Brachos, Kedam Perk Tvil Sashachar, Mispalel Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Va'omer Kiddush Hayom Miba'od Yom, that a person is allowed to daven Friday night davening when it's still Friday day, when it's before it's dark outside, and you can even say Kiddush. So if you can even say Kiddush, so those are assuming, if you can say Kiddush, it must be that you're also allowed to have Suda Shabbos. Why is he assuming that if you can say Kiddush, you're also allowed to have Suda Shabbos? Kiddush Makom Suda. Now, that assumes a certain definition of Kiddush Makom Suda. Right? It assumes Kiddush Makom Suda doesn't just mean that you have to have the Suda soon after the Kiddush, nor does it necessarily mean only that you have to have the Kiddush in the place of the Suda, in the geographical location of the Suda. Kiddush and Suda have to be in the same place. But it's a new Kiddush in Kiddush Makom Suda. It's not new Kiddush, that's a little redundant. It's a Kiddush in Kiddush Makom Suda. Not just location, not just proximity of time, but the time when you say Kiddush has to be a time where you could eat the Su'uda. And if it's even if I'm going to have the Su'uda 5 minutes later, it may not be good enough. If the time that I said Kiddush was not a time where I could eat the Su'uda. So from the fact that I'm allowed to say Kiddush before it gets dark, it must be that I'm allowed to eat the Su'uda before it gets dark. And I'm Yotzei Su'uda Shabbos. So Tosfos makes a fundamental chiluk. When it comes to Suda Shabbos, Suda Yom Tov, you could make Shabbos early, Tosef Shabbos, make Yom Tov early, Tosef Yom Tov, and eat the Suda early, and that's fine. It's tomorrow Suda, but I started tomorrow early. I added on Michal al Kodesh. But when it comes to Pesach, you're not allowed to do that. When it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Matzah, you could be Moshe Michal al Kodesh, but the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach cannot be fulfilled a single minute before it gets dark. Why? None of Shuf. If when I make early Shabbos, it's the next day already. So it's the next day already. So I should be able to eat Matzah also. if it's already the next day. And if it's not the next day already, then how can I be Yotzi to the Shabbos? Why by Shabbos do we say I can be Yotzi to the Shabbos when it's light outside, but by Matzah I can't be Yotzi the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah when it's light outside? What's the chiluk between them? You're the kasha? Right? Meaning, whenever you talk about being Mosif Mechalal Kodesh, the fundamental question you have to ask yourselves is this a game or is this real? When I say that I'm adding Kedusha onto Shabbos, I'm starting Shabbos at 7 o'clock even though Shkia is at 8:30. I'm starting Shabbos at 7 o'clock. What happens at 7 o'clock? Is 7 o'clock make-believe Shabbos? Or is 7 o'clock real Shabbos? It's a mitzvah to make a make-believe Shabbos for an extra hour and a half? Or is it really Shabbos? That's a fundamental question about the Sefer Shabbos. So, Manavshuch, if you hold it's only a make-believe Shabbos, then why am I allowed to have Kiddush and Suda Shabbos during that time? If you hold it's a real Shabbos, that actually becomes Shabbos, so then it should actually become Pesach also. I should be allowed to eat matzah. Right? We're clear on the kasha? So if you look at Tosis carefully, he gives away the answer. Tosis points out that certainly, he works with the assumption that certainly it's not make-believe Shabbos, it's real Shabbos. If you could eat Suda Shabbos during that time, forget about Kiddush. Kiddush is a halva tzara, but if you could have, Kiddush is a beferish of Gemara, that you could be Yotzei Kiddush during that time. But Tosa says, because you could be Yotzei Kiddush, I believe, Tosa says, that you have to be able to be Yotzei, that you could also be Yotzei Suda Shabbos during that time. If you could be Yotzei Suda Shabbos during that time, it's not just make-believe Shabbos, it's real Shabbos. What do I do about matzah? There's one key word in the Tosos that gives away what we do about matzah. Look for the word. What word do you think gives away what we do about matzah? Why it is that I cannot be Yotzei matzah? It says it's a pasuk. The pasuk tells me about Karban Pesach. What does the pasuk say? When do I eat Karban Pesach? There you go. Pasuk says, "Va'achlu es habasar ba'layla hazeh." It does not say "Va'achlu es habasar b'chag haPesach, b'chag haMatzos," anything like that. If it was a din that you had to eat Karban Pesach, and therefore by extension the matzah and maror on Pesach, well, when I make it early, that's also Pesach. That's absolutely Pesach. So I would be allowed to be Yotzei matzah. But that's not the din. The din is that you have to eat Karban Pesach in a time frame that's called Laila. I could start Shabbos early at 7 o'clock when Shkia is not till 8:30, and it will be Shabbos, but you know what it's not going to be? It's not going to be nighttime. When the sun is out, it's not nighttime. If, let's say, a woman has to go to the mikveh, so the halacha is a woman's not allowed to go to the mikveh until nighttime. She can't go at 7:15 to the mikveh. She's got to wait till Laila, right? It's definitely not Laila. That's a bad example, the mikveh example, but we'll see why soon, why that's a bad example. But anything that's totally in Laila is not gonna apply during that time. If it's totally in the Yontif, so it is Yontif. It is Shabbos, it is Yontif, but it's not Laila. But what you see that Tosus holds is that it is Yontif. The fact that he holds that you could be Yotzei Suda Shabbos, and Suda Shabbos is Din Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. The Torah says three Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. So you see three Sudos over the course of Shabbos. So what's that a din? It's not a din in Laila. It's a din in the Yom of Shabbos. So as long as you have three Sudos over the course of the Yom of Shabbos, and that's why Tosus says, Lishi Taso, on Kuf Bezam and Aleph, or somewhere, maybe. Tosus writes that a person, where was it? I thought we saw. That Tosus says a person could be Yotzei three Sudos of Shabbos by having all three Sudos during the day. Yeah. Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. If you look at little Tosus, Ubikidusha Dachalo Nafkisu. So whatever the story was in the Gemara, we were talking about a guy who was going to end up not eating Suda Shabbos on Friday night, and the Gemara didn't seem to have a problem with it. Tosafot says, well, what, why isn't there a problem with that? Tosafot says, you can have all three Sudas during the day. So what's the din of Suda Shabbos? There's no din you have to have a nighttime Suda, a morning time Suda, an afternoon time Suda in Suda Shabbos, according to Tosafot. What's the din? During Shabbos, three Sudos. However you want to do it, it doesn't have to be nighttime, day. During Shabbos, you want to have all three at night? Don't tell you to have all three at night. Maybe that's a violation of Kavod Yom Adif, but whatever. You got to have three Sudos during Shabbos. So as long as when you're Motzei Mechal al Kodesh it becomes Shabbos, so it's fine for Suda Shabbos. So again, Tosfos is making two critical assumptions. Number one, he's assuming that when we're Motzei Mechal al Kodesh, we're making it actual Shabbos. It's not just make-believe Shabbos. It's real Shabbos. Number two, he's assuming that Su'uda Shabbos, there's no din, it has to be at night. Su'uda Shabbos could be any time that it's Shabbos. It doesn't have to be at night on Shabbos. Anytime that's Shabbos. And therefore, you could do Su'uda Shabbos during this month of Sevens. And he's also assuming, we pointed out before, that Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda means that if you could be Yotzei Kiddush Mibod Yom, you could also be Yotzei Su'uda Shabbos Mibod Yom. That's an assumption also. All three of those things are assumptions, and on each of those points, somebody argues, as could be expected. Whenever there's an assumption that a Rishon makes, somebody's going to argue. I just got an email last night. Someone sent me an email that the new assistant rabbi in Young Israel, Aaron Cedars, gave a shiur about Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, and he said that someone in the shul said, Rabbi Liebowitz says, Temin Alach Shir, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, and he showed him, that because they wrote it up in the Dvar Meyotzim and Alev, one of my Talmidim, Rabbi Himmelstein, wrote it up in the Dvar Meyotzim and Alev. So the guy went and he listened to the shiur, and I started the shiur by saying, it's enough in a Gemara that you have to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. So the person said, send me a whole email, it's not enough in a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you're do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, Marich Lo Yama Vishnosav, that you'll have good things happen to you. But there are some Rishonim, there's a Ra'avon that thinks that Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum is only if you don't have Kriyas HaTorah. So it's not enough in a Gemara, it's Rishonim that really say it. So I responded, thank you very much for the correction, but I still think it's enough in the Gemara, because it says, Olam Yashin Lodim Parshios V'Matzibur. The fact that there's a single Rishon that doesn't read the Gemara straight, doesn't read the Gemara the way every other Rishon reads the Gemara, doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a Perish Gemara. But in general, when things are really down the middle and then go either way, and a Rishon is going to make an assumption, like when the Gemara says you could say Kiddush Mibod Yom, and a Rishon makes an assumption that necessarily means they could have Suda Shabbos Mibod Yom, so that you could expect that there's going to be that's not a Gemara. So there's going to be some dissent on something like that. Right? One could expect that there's going to be dissent on something like that. So who argues? Let's take one assumption at a time. Let's take the one that we're focusing on today: Tosefes Shabbos. Tosfos works with the assumption that Tosefes Shabbos is really Shabbos. It really becomes Shabbos. It's not make-believe Shabbos. Who argues? Tosfos. Tosfos argues in Tosfos. The Tosfos Maseches Ksubos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Says Tosfos. You know what? Do we have a... do you have a Gemara Ksubos? Can you get a Gemara Ksubos? Thank you. What we're going to try to accomplish today, what we're going to try to show today, is that there are two basic shitos in Rishonim, whether it really becomes Shabbos or it's just make-believe Shabbos, and like five or six nafkaminas, how it plays out in halach in like five or six different places, the difference between whether you hold Tosefes Shabbos is real Shabbos, just make-believe Shabbos. So think in your mind for a second. Let's say you hold this just make-believe Shabbos, it's not real Shabbos. So one nafkamina is going to be what we already discussed. Can you be Yotzei Suda Shabbos? Right? Well, Kiddush is going to be a problem. Thank you. Kiddush is going to be a problem because the Gemara says explicitly that you can be Yotzei Kiddush. So a Rishon is not going to be allowed to argue on the Gemara. So we're going to have to deal with that, and that's going to be a problem. What do you do about it? If you want to argue, meaning, isn't it a Beferish Araya that Tosfos says that it's got to be real Shabbos, not make-believe Shabbos, because the Gemara says explicitly in Brachos you can be Yotzei Kiddush in Tosefes Shabbos? So we have to think back to the Kiddush here we had. What's the purpose of Kiddush? What does the Rambam hold? What was Kiddush about? Say Shevach of Shabbos, and how else are you Mekayim Mitzvah of Zachar Shem Shabbos Kachem? Not just with Kiddush, the Rambam held, with Avdalah also. Right, and your Mavdil. The whole point is that your Mavdil between a weekday and Shabbos. When does it make the most sense to be Mavdil?
I mean, if you're trying to go after Shabbos, Mavdil. For a second. For the Chol, you have to be.
On the borders, right? On the borders between Shabbos and Chol. That's when it makes the most sense. So when we're Mavdil at the end of Shabbos, you could be Yotzei Avdalah, by the way, when it's still Shabbos at the very end of the day. We're knowing to do it after Shabbos. The way the Rambam would probably argue is that you could be Yotzei Kiddush before Shabbos. As long as it's close to the border, it's close to when Shabbos starts. You can be Yotzei before Shabbos. We're knowing to do it on Shabbos. Same way with Havdalah. Just the same way as the opposite with Havdalah, right? Because it's both the same mitzvah. The mitzvah is to just show that Shabbos is different than the rest of the week. So it could be when the Gemara says Yotzei Kiddush Mivod Yom, the reason Yotzei Kiddush Mivod Yom is not because when the Zman of Tosefis is Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's make-believe Shabbos. It's not real Shabbos. How could you be Yotzei Kiddush? Well, how could you be Yotzei Havdalah when it's not Shabbos? It's the same thing. As long as you're close to the border, that's when you could be Yotzei. Tosos clearly assumes not that way. Yeah?
Why,
if one wanted to do Havdalah before Shabbos, obviously it's Kiddush Melacha. Right, it's Melacha, but it's Yotzei Mitzvah
Havdalah. But how do you... You're not Yotzei, like, well, I'm saying you're
Mitzvah Daraisa, Zachar, Yom HaShabbos, Lekatra, you can be Yotzei, Alakos!
What about with Havara and the candle?
Can't use a candle.
So would you make that Bracha Burger Aish?
Later.
After?
Yeah, you'd have to separate it. You can't use a candle, obviously, if it's still Shabbos.
So maybe there's a perhaps an Afamina between Thoa and Kiddush, and you can do full Kiddush.
Oh, maybe that's why we're nohag to do Havdalah after Shabbos, not on Shabbos, and Kiddush, good. But fundamentally, Kiddush can be done either a little bit before or on Shabbos. Tosos doesn't assume that way. Tosos, well, when you're doing Kiddush, it's got to be Shabbos already. And that's his raya that Tosefes Shabbos is real Shabbos, not make-believe Shabbos. Because it's got to be Shabbos if you're doing Kiddush. It's got to be Shabbos. Says Tosas Maseches Ksuvos. Says Tosas appears Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. It's a little Tosas Maseches Ksuvos. Tiber Masal De Masal Abi Shabbos V'Yom Tovim. So you have to get a little bit of the context, of the Gemara over there. So let me just find it. Oh. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah over there was discussing what a father, what rights a father has in his daughter. Ha'av zakai bibito b'kidusheha, he could accept kiddushin for her with kesef shtar or bia, give her over for bia. He gets her mitzia, if a young girl finds something, the father gets to keep it. Ubim maisa yadeha, if she manages to make some money, she makes those little rubber band bracelets or something and sells them for a dollar, right? So the father gets that dollar. So says Gemara, ubim maisa yadeha, min Allah, and how do I know that a father is zochen the maisa yadayim in what the girl makes? How do I know that the Maisa Abbas goes to the father? That when a man sells his daughter for an Amma, we know a man can sell his daughter as an Amma Ivriya. So ma Amma Maisa Adel Rabba. So the whatever he's selling must be rights that he already has. You can't sell something you don't have. So if he's selling his daughter to be an Amma for somebody else, it must be that whatever rights the master is going to have in the daughter, the father already has beforehand, right? So just like an Amma Maisi Adel Rabba, whatever she earns goes to her master, Afbas Maisi Adel Lavia. So to a daughter, Maisi Adel goes to her father. Says the Gemara in Ksubas Veima Hani Mili Katana Dematzi Mazmin La. Maybe that's only for a young girl who's below the age of 12, where he actually can sell her. Aval Na'ara, but when she's a little more mature, she's a little older. It's a lomatzi mazbin law, where the father is no longer allowed to sell her. Maybe ma'asi yada dida. Maybe she should be allowed to keep the dollar she gets for selling those little bracelets. Have mistavr dida havu. So it says more mistavr davia havu. Nah, it's more mistavr that it belongs to the father. Dis halkadayik ma'asi yada lav davia. Because if you're going to say it doesn't belong to the father, elahad zachi le rechmana la'av lemimsra lechupa. Listen to the Gemara's kasha. This is the whole context. Gemara says, if the father doesn't have the rights to Maisi Adayim of his daughter, how can of a Nara daughter, right? A daughter is a Nara. How can a father ever give over his daughter for chuppah? What's the kasha? What's the problem? If you're giving over for chuppah without her consent, you're robbing her Maisi Adayim. If they belong to her, and she's allowed to be earning money right now that she gets to keep, how can you give her over to the chuppah? That's a ma'asi yadayim that she's able to take. Anything that any income that comes in should be for her. So says the Gemara. Meaning, the way Rashi says it is, Kedichim is beating the Sadi, Kol Nesinos Shabbat B'mashma. That you're giving everything over, her in her entirety over to this guy for Kiddushin. But if she's doing Malacha, you don't have that. That's hers. You can't give that over for Kiddushin. So says Gemara, Paruch Avachai, Ema Diyav, I'm sorry, Hegemaz Mazalakim Vatam Masiyadah, Paruch Avachai, Ema Diyav Leischar Paka'asa. Inami de masala beleli, inami de masala, here's the key answer, bishabasos v'yom tovim. The father gives her over for Kiddushin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What do we solve by saying that he gives her over on Shabbos and Yom Tov? What do we solve by saying he gave her over for Kiddushin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The whole problem was, how can the father give her over for Kiddushin? She's working and she's making money, and you can't make her stop, right? If she's doing something for herself on Shabbos and Yom Tov, she's not working. She can't be working. So then she has nothing that's for herself, so the father could do kol nesinos. He can give her over entirely. Says Tosfos, are you allowed to get married on Yantif? No. Why not? So Frek Tosfos, what do you mean he gives her over for a kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov? You can't. Can't do a wedding on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Afagav dam ramay katan. V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. One is not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed because you're not allowed to mix two smachot. Udrasha gemurahi, and this is not just some asmachta, this is a real drasha. So what's going on over here? How can he give her over for Kiddushin and Shabbos Yantav? What's Tosfos going to answer if it's the sugya we're doing today? He didn't give her over on real Shabbos, real Yantav. When did he give her over? Early Tosefes Shabbos. And what's Tosefes Shabbos? Make-believe Shabbos. It's not real Shabbos. Dikal v'erdoch ha'irisha achas lefnei Yom Tov. Shehu ki Yom Tov l'inyin Malacha. He gave her over a little bit before Yom Tov, which is like Yom Tov with regard to Malacha. Meaning, what happens when I'm Moshe Michal HaKodesh, when Shkia is at 8:30 and I decide I'm making Shabbos at 7 o'clock, I stop turning on lights and driving my car at 7 o'clock. That's what does it become Shabbos? No. It doesn't really become Shabbos. You're allowed to get married. I just stopped doing malacha. Did Tosefes da Raisa? Obetele bas shamina malacha. Tosefes is din da Raisa. They stopped doing malacha. And therefore, she stops doing malacha during this month of Tosefes. Good. So what do we have? We have a fundamental machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos. Tosfos and Pesachim assumes that Tosef Shabbos is real Shabbos, and Tosfos and Ksuvos assumes Tosef Shabbos is make-believe Shabbos. So one afkamina is going to be what we saw over here already in Tosfos and Pesachim, whether you can have Suda Shabbos during the Zman Tosefes. L'chora, Tosfos and Pesachim is explicit that yes, you can, because it's real Shabbos. L'chora, Tosfos and Ksuvos would say no. So Sefer Shabbos just means don't do malacha. It doesn't mean that it becomes real Shabbos. And Suda Shabbos has to be on real Shabbos. Another nafkamina would be, can you get married during this month of Sefer? Tosfos and Ksuvos is explicit yes, because it's not real Shabbos. Tosfos in Pesachim would say no, because it is real Shabbos. Right? Says the Ramah in Hilchos Nida. There is a halacha that when a woman is in nida, the way it plays out la halacha is that she bleeds for X amount of days. That's not a halacha, that's just a metzius, that she'll bleed for X amount of days. When she finishes bleeding, she does what's called a hefsek tara. We were discussing yesterday how Rav Avadia, Zichrono Livracha, getting used to saying that, said how profoundly sad it was. And the reason he published Tara Tabayit is that how profoundly sad it was, the ignorance that people had. And the example he gave is that people didn't know there was even such a concept called a Hefsek Tara. Yireim Ushleimim, people who wanted to observe Judaism, they didn't know there was such a concept. What is this concept? That after a woman stops bleeding for a certain number of days, minimum of 4 for Sephardim and 5 for Ashkenazim, she takes a bedikah cloth, a small white cloth, and checks herself to make sure she's not bleeding anymore. The bedikah scharim is stuck, and that's called hefsek tara. That has to be done before nighttime. If it's already nighttime, then you got to wait for the next day to do it. Then you lose another day. Then you're going to have to start counting your seven clean days. A day later, it's going to cost the woman a day. So if a woman stops bleeding today, she would have to do it before Shkia. Shkia tonight is 6:30 probably, 6:28 or so. So she has to do it before 6:28. Okay, how much wiggle room you have after Shkia, it's all discussion in Poskim, if there's any wiggle room. But once it's Lila, for sure you can't do it, right? It has to be done during the daytime. What if it's Friday and they were Mekabel Shabbos already? Shkia's at 8:30. Her family made Shabbos at 7 o'clock and she says, forgot to do, I have Siktar. Can she do it now? So, Nu, what are you talking about?
Is she doing an Ister Malacha?
No Malacha. Machlokes, Nu, who says what? Why?
Because it's already Shabbos.
It's already Shabbos. And Tosin Ksuvis?
Yes, because
yeah.
It's fake Shabbos.
Right? It's fake Shabbos, exactly. It's make believe Shabbos. L'chora, it's totally in this machlokas. Right? If it's really Shabbos already, so then it's too late. You got to do it. You're going to have to count seven clean days, and it's going to have to be the full days. But if the day already started, so that's no good. It's too late. But if it's not Shabbos already, it's just make-believe Shabbos. We just have an Isser Malacha. It's not really Shabbos. So no problem. It's still daytime. It's still Friday. So she could do have Siktara. Now, even according to Tosfos and Pesachim, there was one case where we said, there's one type of case where we said that we consider it to be, even though we consider it to be the next day, but we don't consider it to be Laila. Right? So if the din of Hefzik Tara were a din in a psul and doing it belaila, then you would not be, right? Then you wouldn't be allowed to, then you would still be allowed to do it even according to Tosfos and Pesachim. But that's not what it is. It's a din that you have to do it before the next day starts. So that's the question. Do we view it as if the next day started? So how do we pass? If you look in the Ramah, in Yerodeah, Hilchos Nidus, in Kuf Tzad Yivav, V'yesh Omrin, Im Hispalu Akal Arvis, V'od Hayom Gadol, the Tzibur Davin Mariv, and it's still broad daylight outside. Eina yichala livdok olil v'shlevenim lahaskav limnos miyom amachras. Too late. Me'achar da'akal kvarosko salayla. And yeshomrim to mutra filu asvakal Shabbos. Rama says, and yeshomrim that it's okay. Yeshomrim, yeshomrim. 2 days in the Rama. 2 days in Tosfos. Right? Same machlokas. This machlokas, although it is machlokas Tosas and Tosas, is most commonly known as the machlokas Marshal and the Taz. The Taz in Orachayim Sim Tafresh Samaches talks about making Yom Tov early on Shmini Atzeres. Hashanah Rabbah is last day Chol HaMoed, right? So Shmini Atzeres, we had a whole discussion. Do you sit in the Sukkah? Do you not sit in the Sukkah? Right, let's assume we do what it says in Shulchan Aruch here in Chutz La'aretz and we sit in the Sukkah, but we don't say a bracha. So what's going to be the problem with making Yom Tov early? If I make Yom Tov early and I get home, and I know I definitely have to go in the Sukkah, because Shmini Atzeres I have to go in the Sukkah, and if it's Hashanah Rabbah I have to go in the Sukkah, right? Do I say a bracha when I go in the Sukkah? Do I say a bracha when I go in the Sukkah? I already called it Shmini Atzeres, I already have married for Shmini Atzeres, I'm Mosif Mechol Al Kodesh. So what's the tali on again? Same machlokas. If you hold that it's mamish shmini atzeres already, so then lechora, no bracha, right? But if you hold it's not shmini atzeres, it's really Hoshana Rabbah, it's just make believe shmini atzeres, just nisr malacha, so then lechora, I should have to say bracha. Question is, can I do that? Is that appropriate to say a bracha as I'm saying kiddush for shmini atzeres, to say a bracha of leishev v'sukkah?
Right.
But is that a stira? Is it a stira to put them both right next to each other?
You're doing the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres outside of Tosafos Yom Tov, and you're doing the mitzvah of Shoshana Rabbah of Shlukas to get the bracha outside of Yom Tov Sukkah. So it's not
right.
A stira. It's just two different.
Okay, good. Let's see what the Marshal and Taz have to say about this. Take a look, source number 33. It's kind of long. We're not going to read the whole thing inside. But he starts. I didn't even put the whole Taz, but. So the Kasav Rashal b'tshuva Simin Samaches. The Marshal writes in the Tshuva Simin Samaches. Shara hago b'shem marina of Tevil. Shelo ya ochel b'knisus yom shmini atzeres hadalayla. That Rav Tevil had a minug that he would not eat shmini atzeres until layla, until it was dark outside. Because had he eaten earlier, he would have had to say Leisha B'sukkah. Because of Rashal Rayel Azeh, Machmas Brichus Leisha B'sukkah, Dim Lo Yomar Osa, Zeh In Ro'i, De Lama Yigar Brachim Mukhiyaves. And the Marshal said, yeah, it's a real problem, because if you were to come back early, you would have to make the Brachim Leisha B'sukkah. Nisha Brach Zeh Machmas Haim Diyaveh, Avaluchiyuvi Asim Brachim Haim Lechel B'sukkah Vod Yom Lo Amar Avon Gadalhu. To put yourself in a position where you're going to have to say a bracha and then not say it is a terrible avera. So says Marshal, well, why not just not say it? Because it's already Shmini Atzeres, you're Moshe Michal al Kodesh. Says Marshal, ve'ein lomar, do not tell me, dekivan de Moshe Michal al Kodesh, that since you're adding Michal al Kodesh im kain, over hayom, what does that mean? Hoshana Rabbah is over, it's already Shmini Atzeres. Says Marshal, ze eino, not true. Nihid mosifin bitfila. Yeah, you could daven early. Kedashkan Rav Tzoli shel Shabbos Berev Shabbos. Rav used to daven Shabbos Shmonesrei and Erev Shabbos. Avalo lasos laila, but it doesn't become night. Shari kriyash mashal arvis haya omer b'shaito. Even if you make Shabbos early, what do they always remind you? Remember to repeat kriyash ma later on. Why? Because Kriyashma is a din in Laila, and it's not Laila yet. Right, during the days of Svira, people make early Shabbos. They also always remind you, don't forget to count Svira later. Why can't I count Svira now? I'm already making it Shabbos. So says Marshal, you see, you're not making it Shabbos. You're just stopping to do Malacha. You're saying Kiddush. You're davening. That doesn't mean it's Shabbos. Yeah.
Also, doesn't show you also see a differentiation in the days of itself? It's like every day there's a Kriya Shema, so then we're saying so it also is here to do it at night. So we're saying so it's not night for Kriya Shema, but it's night.
Meaning you're saying he's fusing the chiluk that we made in that Tosos made in Psachim between matzah, which is din in Laila, versus Suda, which is din in Yom Tov for Shabbos, right? But not a din in Laila. It seems to be lost on him, right? He doesn't seem to be making that chiluk. Because he's talking about Kriya Shema, which is din in Laila, in the same breath that he's talking about the mitzvos of the day in general, of just the being Sfiras Omer, which is not a din in Laila. Sfiras Omer is din in the day. Yeah?
Is there any way that the Banish Mashu's time would make a difference to this whole, like, Banish Mashu, since it's already Durabanon, it's already halakhically, it could be derisive, but I'm saying, Durabanon, we're passing it's Durabanon Yom Tov now. Yom Tov is Durabanon. During Be'er Shemashos.
Yeah.
If they had Shabbos, if she is at 7 o'clock and you forgot, oh, I forgot to do something for Shabbos, and it's like, you can do it during Be'er Shemashos, you know, because it's a Durabanon. So does that have any play in all this? Because
other than that, probably the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos requires more than just not doing melacha during Ben Hashmashos. Because Ben Hashmashos itself already is suffix, Tosefes Shabbos requires that I begin even earlier than that. But like you said, Ben Hashmashos itself is a suffix. So once I'm already in that tekufa of suffix, so I vadai have to stop doing melacha. And each mitzvah may then become whatever, you know, suffix daraisa, lechumra, or something like that. Right? But and that's even without you being mekabel tosefes. So it's an interesting discussion to see how all these mitzvos would plug into that. But let's assume a guy was mekabel. He was mekabel Shabbos earlier. Skip down about 12 lines in the Taz. First one line is Eino cholik al tama echad. Vilini rashen sarach. It's all abbreviated. No, I'm sorry. Next line. Elu divrei Rav Rashal. Elu divrei Rav Rashal. First one line is Isur gadol hu. Elu divrei Rav Rashal. This is what the Marshal says. So says the Taz, with all due respect, Va'af shein meshiv na'ri lachar mosa, even though you're not supposed to respond to the lion after he's already dead, v'kal v'chomer b'shuol kamoni, especially if you're just a little fox like me, then you can get devoured by a lion. Mikol makom, achav adaiti, says, I still have to share my opinion. Shedivrei Rav ma'od tumuin. what the Marshal is saying doesn't make any sense. Ve'ein adas shel anias daiti sovlan. I can't fathom what he's talking about. Listen to what bothers him. What did the Marshal say? Don't eat until it gets dark on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because it's not yet Shmini Atzeres till it gets dark, and you're going to be chayv to make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah, but you're not going to be able to because you already were mekabel Shmini Atzeres. So don't eat. So says the Taz, don't eat. We're Jews. The lama gazer tainus bechinam. You can't just make up a tainus. How much of a tainus is it? Like a half hour, right? You can't make up a tainus. Mishas knisas shmini atzeres shumi bod yom. Vu hechrich the tosefes mechala lakodesh udar raisa. Valken chayiv leisanos adalayla. Vizev vadei humin animna. He says, it can't be that you have to fast. Chad the divadi lo v'shasku chum mizah. First of all, the chum would have said something about that if that were true. Very chazina de tarchilim so takana liyama shmini atzeres leisev. V'lo levarich. V'lo melo masu takana lukmisasa adalayla hatzila adem yisra gadol. Shlo yavalech lakodem alayla. He says, they came up with an Eitzah of what we're supposed to do about Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, to sit there and don't make a bracha. They couldn't come up with an Eitzah of what to do in that intermediate time. I never found this Isser in Shas. They not let it eat at all until it gets dark on Shmini Atzeres. Never found such an Isser. Visu. He says, forget about eating. You wouldn't be allowed to walk into a sukkah during that time. Why? So says the Taz, because if you're not going to eat, when do we make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah? When we eat, right? What if you have no plans of eating? You can't stomach it, your stomach's hurting you, but you're going to be in sukkah all day. So says the Taz, then you'd make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah when you go into the sukkah. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that you make a bracha leishiv when you go to sleep in the sukkah, if you didn't eat at some point right before then. You know, the bracha leishiv is about living in the sukkah, it's not about eating in the sukkah. Elamai, we recover it on the achila, because the achila is mechayev us to be in sukkah. But the real bracha is on being in the sukkah. So then it should be also to go in the sukkah, because then you would still have the same problem of what you can do with the bracha. The apostle, arif, arash, v'tur, d'yesh l'varech al kol pam sheikari spokam hashkosim tov sheikari spokam hashkosim. You have to make a bracha every time you go into the sukkah. Elamai, that the Bali Atos, Rabbi Nitzam said, the kviyus is on the achila, so we make the bracha on the achila. But that's only if you're going to eat. Three lines from the bottom. Visu, l'dvarav b'kol yom tov. Erev Shabbos, anytime a yom tov falls on Erev Shabbos, yasra b'achila adalayla. You should not be allowed to eat until nighttime. What happens? We just had it several times in a row. Thursday, Friday, yom tov, right into Shabbos. So you should not be allowed to eat till nighttime, according to the Marshal. Why? Tikivan da usu yom chayv levarich al amazon sheochel lekva bo yalaviyava machma shadainu yom ukedush yom tov alav. If you started your meal in yom tov, it's going to be mechayv you to say yalaviyava. Vine machma shekibel of Shabbos and stalik menu yom tov. But then you're mekabel Shabbos. It's not yom tov anymore. Veich yasa be yalaviyava. So what are you going to do about yalaviyava? It seems weird. You're having a siddur Shabbos. You're going to be saying yalaviyava because you start early. Veitark shleyochel alayla. So we should make a person not eat till nighttime. Vein lomar shek neged zehu amr tzei, achinami neged leishev, basukah yomar kiddush. And don't say, no, you're making it obvious that it's Shabbos because you're going to say ritzei, because then say the same thing about Shmini Atzeres. You'll make it obvious that it's Shmini Atzeres by saying kiddush. So says the Taz, and here's where he gets to his point. Top line of the next page. Ube'emes svara shabana rav alav hu eino kiyum klal. The svara that the marshal is based on is faulty. Devadai mishamos mechol al kodesh hu osal pitzivu teresenu kivar chalav v'halach mimenu chovas hayom. When a person adds on from Shabbos to Yom, from Chol to Shabbos, from Chol to Kodesh, the previous day leaves. Mashayel of kodem zeh v'havei kimo b'layla umachar mamish. And it therefore becomes mamish the next day. So you're going to have a problem. What do I do about sukkah? I'm going to have to make a bracha leishiv b'sukkah because it's still Hoshana Rabba, says the Taz. It's not Hoshana Rabba. You're mostly Mechol HaKodesh. It's Shmini Atzeres now. So go in the sukkah, don't make a bracha, and don't feel guilty about it. That's fine. Umash kasev harav listos emei. He the rav tali shal shabbos rav. You're going to say, but wait a second, that even Rav who davened early on Erev Shabbos vayimamtim from Kriya Shema ad Alayla, he still wouldn't say Kriya Shema till nighttime. Why didn't he say Kriya Shema till nighttime? If it's ready the next day, he should say Kriya Shema right away. V'chein ba'omer. And by counting Sfira, we do that later. So says the Taz, I can't believe it that the Marshal would miss such a fundamental point. Tamati al gavar rabba dimei shari nuhura ma chasha bazeh delo karav zel zeh. I can't imagine that someone who's so brilliant like the Marshal would miss such an obvious chilik to make. What's the chilik? The Kriyashma va Omer Zmanam Bilaila. Kriyashma and Omer is a din in Laila. What's he saying? What's Taz saying? Exactly what Tos says in Pesach. When you start Shabbos early, does it become Shabbos? Yes. Does it become Laila? No. It's Shabbos, but it's Shabbos day, so you can't say Kriyash Mashal Arvis. That's it. That's why. What's the big deal? Just wait till Shabbos. But the sukkah you got right now, you have a mitzvah right now, right in front of you. So go into sukkah and don't make a bracha. Good? That's the machlokas Taz and the Marshal. So it turned out, according to the Marshal, you can't eat in the sukkah when it's not yet dark on Shmini Atzeres because it's still Hoshana Rabbah, really. Most of Mechal HaKodesh is a game. It's make believe. It's not. It doesn't actually become Kodesh. According to the Taz, the next day starts. It's not Laila, but the next day starts. The Taz in Or HaChaim in some Reish Sadi Aleph, a much shorter Taz. Now we're going to see how the Taz throughout Shulchan Aruch kept on passing in this way. You look in source number 34. Kasav b'sefer Chasidim sim Reish Samachtesh Shabalel Shabbat Zorg Shia Gemara Suda B'Laila. Sefer Chasidim says that you have to finish your meal at nighttime on Friday night. Marshal was even more machmir. He wouldn't even start eating a Shabbos meal until nighttime. Taz says, I don't got a problem with it. Finish your meal before Laila, that's fine. What are they arguing about? Says the Marshal, you can't be Yotzei Suda Shabbos during the day in the Zman Tosefes. Why? Because it's make-believe Shabbos. Says the Taz, yes you can. Why? Because it's real Shabbos. It's just not Laila. Shavuos. Can you start Shavuos early? Says the Taz, Or HaChaim Siman Tav Tzadi Dalid, Ma'achrin l'haskil arvis b'knisa Shavuos k'deish yu yimei ha'svira t'mimos. You can't start Shavuos early because the days of Svira have to be complete. And if you start Shavuos early, you're cutting off the days of Svira. That's Taz l'shitasa. Why? Because what does the Taz hold is happening when you make Tosefes Shabbos? You're actually starting Shabbos early, which means the previous day gets cut. And the halacha by Svira is that all 7 weeks have to be tamimos. It needs to be 7 full weeks, complete days. So if you cut it early, you have 6 full weeks plus 6 6 and 3/4 days. You never had a final day. Taz l'shitasa, that you're actually cutting it early. That it's actually starting Shabbos early. And in fact, we find poskim that disagree with the Taz over there. That say you can start Shavuos early, because it's no problem. It's just make believe. You're just not doing malacha. You're not cutting the days of Sfira off early. What happens if a guy forgets to count Sfira on Thursday night and he remembers after he made Shabbos on Friday? Can he still count yesterday's Sfira? So if you hold like the Taz, absolutely not. It's not Friday anymore. So you can't count yesterday's Sfira. if you hold like the Marshal, Lechora, then you can still count. It's still Friday, it's just not the Melacha. Several Nafkaminas. Yeah?
But even according to the Taz, Svira is each individual day, right? Each individual, you have a mitzvah of counting Svira, right? You have it with a bracha at night, but if you don't, you can still count it during the day. He holds that day is not over yet. Day is still...
Daytime is not over yet, but that calendar day is over.
But it's not Laila.
Right.
He says Kedusha Shabbos takes over.
Right, but which means it's not Friday anymore.
The day of...
It's now Shabbos day, not Shabbos. Friday. It's Shabbos day, not Friday.
It's Shabbos day, but Laila is not there yet.
Right.
It's kind of...
Right.
Kind of hard to understand.
Yeah. Well, that's how he holds the nature of it is. Remember, we saw Rav Yosef Engel. We saw a while ago how Rav Yosef Engel says, I think we saw it, that can you accept? Let's say you have two kedushas hayom. I think we're discussing this, making kiddush on Yom Kippur, Shachal b'Shabbos, right? Let's say you have two kedushas hayom. You have the kedusha of Shabbos and the kedusha of Yom Kippurim, right? Can I be mosiv mechal al kodesh on one of those kedushas and not the other? Can I accept one and not the other? So how does this play? How does that? And Rav Yosef Engel said, "Well, if I can, then I should be chayiv to have the Shabbos with kiddush and everything when Yom Kippur is chal on Shabbos. Why? I should just be mekabel Shabbos early, say kiddush, have a suda Shabbos, and just not be mekabel Yom Kippur. Just don't be mekabel the kedusha of Yom Kippur. Be mekabel Shabbos early. So now it's pashut why that's not an etza. No, why? What happens when you're mekabel early?" Is it because, according to the, let's take each one. According to the Taz, when I'm a Kabbalah early, it's becoming?
The next day.
So you can't do one without the other. If it's the next day, it's the next day. So there's no way you could be Mekabel Shabbos without Yom Kippur. If you're making the next day, you're making the next day. And if you hold like the Marshal, that it's just, I'm being Mekabel, this Kedusha without the other, it's just in this Malach, it's not really becoming the next day, so maybe I can be Mekabel Shabbos without Yom Kippur. Yeah, I might be able to do a couple Shabbos out in Kippur, but you know what I can't do according to the Marshal? Can't be Yotze Suda Shabbos. Why can't I be Yotze Suda Shabbos? What? It's not Shabbos. It's make-believe Shabbos. So I can't be Yotze Suda Shabbos. So the question just falls away. Right? Now, the Seder night, last piece. Seder night, I know I'm keeping you a little late. Seder night, Magen Avraham, Tafayin Bey, Sivkat Nalev. Says you have to make Kiddush after Tesa Kachavim. Why? Because Kiddush is one of the Dalit Kosos. And all Dalit Kosos have to be done, just like our Tosfos said, that there's a din in Laila, the Pesach, Karban Pesach has been Belaila, and Matzah has been Belaila, and Mar has been Belaila. Says Magen Avraham, Dalit Kosos have to be drunk, Belaila. And therefore, you need to do Kiddush after Tzeis, because it's a din in Laila. Dalit Kosos is a din in Laila. Rav Shachs points out, according to that Magen Avraham, Kiddush you could say before Tzeis. Just the actual drinking of the Kiddush cup has to be after Tzeis. So if you're able to say like a long Chazanah Shekiddush, that takes 10 minutes, so you can start 10 minutes before Tzeis. Just the Dalit Kosos. But says the Taz, no, you know why you have to make Kiddush after Tzeis? Kiddush b'makom su'uda. Didn't Kiddush b'makom su'uda. What does that mean, Kiddush b'makom su'uda? That since the matzah is the ikar su'uda, and matzah you can only do b'layla, so mela, the Kiddush, is going to have to be done b'layla. And this is Taz l'shitaso. Why is it Taz l'shitaso? Because according to the Taz, the Gemara says you can make Kiddush early on Shabbos, and that was the Taz's whole hechrich. That was Taz's whole hechrich to say that you're allowed to have Suda Shabbos early, because he understands Kiddush Makom Suda means within the same time frame that you're saying Kiddush, you have to have been allowed to be Mekayim Suda during that moment. It's not just proximity of time. It's not just the same location. But at the moment that I'm saying Kiddush, I have to have had the ability to be Yotzei Suda Right? That's how Tosfos Pesachim understood. That's how the Taz is understanding. And that's why the Taz said, well, if I could say Kiddush on Friday when it's light outside, it must be that I could be Yotzei Suda on Friday when it's light outside. Wait a second! If I could be Yotzei Suda when it's light outside on Friday, then it must mean that it's really Shabbos when it's light outside on Friday. That was the Taz Zol Echrich. Right? That it's got to be that it's really Shabbos. How else can I be Yotzei Suda? That's exactly what drives the Taz to say that on the Seder night, where the din is Laila, where the din is that the Kiddush, that the matzah has to be eaten b'layla, the suda has to be eaten b'layla, well then, the Kiddush also is going to have to be done b'layla. Meaning, just like the Taz said, that if I could do Kiddush on a regular Shabbos b'yom, then it must be that I'm allowed to do suda b'yom. So the Kiddush pulled suda back. Right? That same Svara will say, well, if on the Seder night I'm not allowed to eat matzah until Laila, then it must be that I'm not allowed to say Kiddush until Laila. And it would turn out that according to the Taz, it's not just that I have to drink the kos b'layla. I need Kiddush makom suda. I have to say the Kiddush b'layla. Can I start 10 minutes early with the Chazanish of Kiddush? According to the Taz, no. According to the Magen Avraham, yes. That's what Rav Shaftes points out in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's one of my favorite shiurim. I like that. It's a good one, right? That's a, oh, you can tell that I like it. Yeah. Okay.